WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Part of today's Bryan City Council meeting will not be available online, on cable, or in archived video, nor will a second special meeting scheduled in as many weeks.
The council decided to move the location of today's workshop meeting across the street to a municipal courtroom where there is no access to live or recorded video and audio. The council also moved up the time of the workshop, which is normally in the afternoon, to 9 this morning. The workshop agenda includes updates on city budgets for this year and last year, including Bryan's capital improvement plan. The BTU board will discuss their annual plan of work. A presentation scheduled from a city consultant on future water, trash, and wastewater rates in Bryan. Fire department will present a long-range facility plan, and staff has a presentation about enforcing Bryan Cemetery Ordinance. Tonight, the council's being asked to join College Station in Brazos County in dropping the requirement that the Research Valley Partnership follow the Texas Open Meetings Law. Both cities and the county each contribute $350,000 to the Economic Development Agency. Tomorrow, the council will hold a special meeting at noon in a city hall meeting room upstairs from council chambers. Council is being asked to lease for up to 10 years the former Army Reserve Vehicle Maintenance Building on Carson next to the Bombers baseball field. The $100 a month lease would be with the faith-based volunteer organization Mobility Worldwide of the Brazos Valley, formerly known as the PET, or Personal Energy Transportation Project. More than 50 volunteers, some from out of town and out of state, are involved in building three-wheeled carts that are hand-cranked. They're distributed to disabled people around the world. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It's that time of year again for public school students, the beginning of state-mandated STAR tests. And the Texas Education Agency says they've made big changes to avoid last year's problems.
The TEA says that $20 million in improvements should really help. The test help determine whether students get promoted or graduate. Glitches happened last March during the first year that New Jersey-based Educational Testing Service administered the Texas exams. The problems affected more than 14,000 students. Their answers were erased, and many were given the wrong test versions. The TEA now says more safeguards should make a big difference. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
On the day before the start of STAR tests was a lockdown at a Bryan Elementary school. Recess was interrupted at Bonham Elementary following the report by someone seeing a person with a gun walking by the campus. Bryan police and a constable found no evidence of a weapon. What Bryan ISD called a perimeter seal was in effect for 2 hours. All protocols and procedures were followed and classes were held without interruption. In Austin, the state Senate has given preliminary approval to changing the state's voter ID law, which incorporates some temporary changes ordered after federal courts found the strict measure discriminatory. Yesterday's 21-10 vote does not ease requirements about what picture identifications are acceptable when voting. For instance, gun licenses can be used, but not college IDs for proof of identification. The proposal will continue to let people vote without an ID by signing an affidavit and creates a criminal penalty of up to 10 years in prison for lying on those affidavits. The Texas Senate has approved a bill sharply reducing gun license fees. Senator Robert Nichols of Jacksonville agreed to reduce the first-time fee from $140 to $40 and the renewal from $70 to $40. That's after Nichols originally sought to do away with the fees altogether, which would have cost the state more than $55 million a year. The compromise will cost the state about $15 million a year. And Texas senators have also sent out to the House a bill prohibiting coverage of abortion by some health insurance plans in Texas, despite similar efforts stalling in the last session. The proposal bars health insurance plans offered through Obamacare from covering the cost of abortions unless policyholders purchase supplemental coverage. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Horniman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's 8:10 in Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Clouds and some sunshine across the area for today. It'll be breezy. Temperatures will be around 85 this afternoon. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy, breezy tonight with the risk of a shower overnight, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms are going to move through tomorrow as low pressure once again passes off to our north. We're breezy tomorrow. Highs will be up around 80. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Turning sunny Thursday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. We'll visit with State Senator Charles Swartner in about a half an hour. Got a cockroach story here.
I don't need another one.
All right, okay, we won't. Mosquitoes are the deadliest animal on the planet.
They
kill, they kill a million people a year.
What?
Yep. Well, the malaria, other diseases, so they are, if you want to look at it that way, the deadliest.
So not necessarily from the bite, but from the diseases that they carry.
There you are.
Okay.
Yep. Estimated there are 3 million ships that are wrecked and sitting at the bottom of the world's oceans.
Ooh.
Billions of dollars between their treasure and their artifacts down there for you.
So like treasure hunting... Can it be a real thing?
Can happen.
Be lucrative.
In North Korea, women have to get one of 18 different hairstyles that have been approved by the government. Men can choose from only 10.
Oh, wow.
So, just letting you know.
Wow.
All right, Parenting 101, Parenting 101. The key to being a parent is teaching your child to be honest while you're lying to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Survey of the most common white lies that parents tell kids.
Santa Claus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pretending to call the police because they did something bad.
Oh. Wow.
Pretending you didn't eat their candy or other food.
Mm. Yeah. Especially Halloween.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Saying you have to leave somewhere like a playground because it's closing.
Even though it's
really not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Lying to your friends about your parenting style. Oh, yeah, I totally limit their screen time. Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Hey, they go to bed at the proper time every time, right? And telling your child that annoying toy is lost.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When you really kind of just got rid of it.
What about saying the pet ran away?
Yeah, that can happen,
or
too.
We took him to a farm.
Yeah.
Exactly,
upstate.
Where he's living with other...
Yeah, other happy animals.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, by the way, in case you missed it earlier this morning, today is something on a stick day.
Yeah.
So celebrate. Actually, you know, we were thinking warm foods, but fudgesicles.
Ooh.
Okay,
any kind of popsicle.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Those kind of things.
There
that,
you go.
That could work as far as
definitely
something there. While we're talking food, remember when you were a kid and you heard about how people would put ketchup on eggs?
Yes.
And you thought that was kind of weird?
Yeah, my grandfather did it.
Well, okay, but see, it actually did it. And apparently it appears to be normal. According to a survey by BuzzFeed, 54% of people put ketchup on their eggs at least sometimes.
Huh.
Actually, more common than putting hot sauce on them.
Really?
Well, not here.
See,
not
they,
here.
Yeah. They just, that's because they don't know what hot sauce is.
Right.
You know, oddly enough, I actually knew somebody in high school who, it was this girl, she put mustard on her eggs.
Okay.
And I thought it was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
I gave it a try. It's actually pretty good.
Okay, you're talking about yellow mustard.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'm about to rock your world.
Right.
I tried this weekend because I saw it and I wanted to give it a try.
All right.
Fresh blueberries in your scrambled eggs.
Ooh.
It sounds really bizarre.
It does.
But I saw it on Instagram, and I thought, why not?
Okay.
And you actually put them in as the eggs are scrambling, so they get warm and kind of become, like,
okay.
explodey.
Interesting. Okay. Okay.
But, yeah, it's actually really tasty.
What does that flavor
eggs are,
necessarily...
Well, it kind of takes a blueberry taste, yeah. obviously, but yeah. Eggs are pretty bland when you think about it. You could probably put anything on eggs, and it would just taste like whatever you put on the eggs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talk about blueberries, and the thing is, it's hard to... Now, every once in a while, I'll buy one of those plastic containers of
uh-huh.
them, and I'll just eat them, okay,
right.
just like that.
Right, right, right.
But that's, you know, blueberries, we were introduced to blueberries as they were put into food, right?
Correct.
Rather than just eating them. We don't
yes.
think of them to just eat them that way. Blueberry pancakes, I guess.
Or blueberry
or
muffins.
Blueberry muffins.
Mm-hmm.
But, the eggs would kind of make sense.
It sounds bizarre.
It does.
But it's pretty tasty.
All right. Okay. Hmm. Now, as for what meat to... So 39% people say scrambled eggs are the best way to eat eggs. 33% say that they are fried or mm-hmm. should be fried. 21% likes poached, which is a lot of trouble.
It is.
You know, now, I remember growing up, we had an egg poacher, so that makes it easy because you got the little cups and you put the water in there and it boils it and all that. But if you're actually poaching them in a pan of boiling water, you know, you got to pay attention first.
Right.
You got to
be good
at it and you got to pay attention. Mm-hmm. So that's too much trouble. Anyway, and then 7% like them hard-boiled. Okay. As for what meat to pair with them, of course, the best is bacon.
Bacon!
63%. 25% say sausage. And then the others would say ham or steak.
You can put whatever meat you want as long as it's wrapped up in a tortilla.
That's right. Can do that.
I'm surprised that the number's so low for sausage. I figured bacon and sausage were kind of duking it out at the top there.
No, it looks like that's that's
bacon's
not
way
it.
Up there.
Almost 2/3 of people say that eating egg whites is gross.
Oh, just egg whites?
Yeah, just egg whites, yeah.
yeah.
Which is, again...
Well, and they talk about the yolk being high in fat and cholesterol, you know, there's a lot of studies out there that say it's very healthy for you, and just, you know, eat the yolk,
and
just eat it.
But, you know, even the egg whites themselves, they're not that gross. It's just like fried eggs, but without the yolk. It's the white part that you're eating, not the yolk.
You just kind of want that, but it's white.
You miss...
Just white.
Yeah, and you miss the yolk, I'm not going to lie, but...
Yeah. 58% love deviled eggs.
Okay.
I like deviled eggs. I've never made deviled eggs. I think I know what they are. I mean, what's in them, but yeah.
Oh, I've made them.
Good deviled eggs are all right.
They're a southern staple, which I didn't realize.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay. You go up to New York, they look at you funny. Too.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Well, I mean, I think they have them up there, but I just feel like whenever I read, recipes or cookbooks, it's always like talking about a southern tradition, the deviled eggs.
kind of like iced tea.
Right.
It's just better down here because we know
right,
how to do
correct.
That.
I made some and brought them to Christmas one year for my family, and they were gone super
Boom.
Quick.
Yeah. 52% of us like egg salad.
Okay.
Oh, today, talking about birthdays, happy birthday to Gatorade.
Oh. Ooh, Gatorade.
Gatorade is celebrating its anniversary this week.
Cool.
For people who don't know, that it originated at the University of Florida
mm-hmm.
to quench the thirst of the Gator football players. That was back in 1965. The Gators football team first used Gatorade during its 1967 season and went on to win their first Orange Bowl title by beating Georgia Tech, whose coach, Bobby Dodd, when asked why they lost, he replied,
Gatorade.
We didn't have Gatorade. That made the difference.
Wow.
Wonder if Bobby got a lifetime supply for that.
And the original flavor was?
Lemon lime.
Green thing, right.
Yeah, the green. Lemon lime.
Came
yellow.
Which I don't know you can
yellow
get.
Yellow color.
Can you still get it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is the original still available?
Yep. Yeah. When I think of the original flavors of Gatorade, I always think of yellow, red, and orange.
Okay.
And all of those are still available.
Okay.
Now, of course, you have some like crazy concoctions out there and all sorts of different kinds.
Like
but...
three different kinds of blues.
Sure.
Yep.
Two purples.
Well, and there's Gatorade Fierce. There's Gatorade G2, which is low calorie.
Okay.
There's
extending the brand.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
First, the bottles, they were in glass bottles until 1998. When they switched to plastic.
98.
Yeah, 1998, still in glass bottle, which is interesting because the vast majority of them are used in outdoor situations.
Right.
You'd think plastic would be the way to go on that.
Unless, does it say when they started making like the powder version that they could actually make coolers worth of?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Now, do they still have Gatorade gum?
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
but
I know
that
they do Gatorade, like protein chews or protein bars, and then those like little square fruit chews that are supposed to be like quick electrolytes as well. I don't know about gum if it's still on the shelves.
And I don't know if the gum actually had any of the electrolyte stuff in it or if it was just flavored like it. But it was hard as hell.
Oh, I bet.
It was like putting a rock in your mouth.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it just, and you know, the in that situation, I don't know that Gatorade tasted that good.
True.
You know, if you're drinking it and it's of that.
It's one thing. Yeah.
But if you're putting a plug in your mouth that tastes like that.
Yeah. See, and I'm a person who waters down my Gatorade. I don't like it super sweet.
All right.
So especially when you're at like a summer camp and they just like have like 3 packets of that powder sugar in there. I like mine a little bit more watered down. Right. But
and again, if you're sick, it's good. It's good for you. You know, it's electrolytes.
Just a quick Google on Gatorade gum. Yeah. It seems to have been discontinued.
Yeah,
as far as I can
tell.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the first Gatorade dunking by a pro football team was in 1986.
Okay.
All right, Bill Parcells.
Well, see, then they must have had some kind of. I mean, unless they were just emptying glass bottles into the cooler.
You're right. That's true. By then, they already had the powers, and maybe they made it available to the protein like that. It might not have been available to the rest of us. But there you are. There's your Gatorade thing. So
happy
they'll have some of that
Gatorade.
Too.
Hey, and fun thing to do with the kids, if you mix orange and purple, it makes what looks like swamp water.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, and you can call it swamp water.
Oh, okay.
It's like this green-black tinge.
Good,
it
good
tastes
idea.
Great, though.
Good idea. Okay. Urban Outfitters and Hot Topic are among the most popular retailers for millennials right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fashionista.com says that nostalgia and goth vibes are striking a chord with 80s and 90s babies over the past 6 months, according to the data that's been analyzed and first published by Women's Wear Daily for a survey of 220 million consumers. About 23% shopped at an Urban Outfitter within the last 6 months.
I was going to say, what's hilarious is Urban Outfitters brings back a ton of vintage designs and brands like Champion or like old school Adidas type stuff that these kids have probably never seen.
Sure.
And they're just like, oh, cool.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, again? We're back to the goth thing already? Again?
Oh, I know. The goth, I didn't know that was like still as popular, the Hot Topic. That surprises me. But well, they sell a lot of other stuff, too, with, like, I think Marvel and other cartoon-type brands, you know? And so it's not just the, like, black and leather.
Well, again, when they surveyed 220 million consumers, 23% had shopped at Urban Outfitters within the last 6 months. with Hot Topic a close second at 17%. Spanx, is that what that's called?
Yes, Spanx.
Okay, Spanx is coming out with their first ever bridal pieces.
Really?
Yahoo Style said it's being called the Spotlight on Lace Collection and is billed as lingerie with shaping. Lingerie with shaping.
Yes.
All right.
4 items, a bodysuit, a brief, a high-waisted brief. All of which are trimmed with a sheer lace panel.
See, so Spanx don't, they're not pretty. Okay. They're meant to be worn under clothing and shape you and kind of smooth and flatten everything out. But they look like, you know, they're not cute.
Yeah.
So what they're getting at is, well, let's give them a little, you know, feminine touch. That way on your wedding day, you can still keep it all sucked in.
There you are.
But it still looks okay when you take it off.
That's it. The pieces retail from $38 to $78, and all 4 items will come in sizes extra small to 2X in about 3 different colors. So there you are. While we're talking fashion, good reason to not be wearing saggy pants. Police in Tucson say a burglar breaking into an elementary school got stuck on the fence when his baggy pants got caught. Yeah. An unidentified suspect was caught on video at the Miles Elementary School as he tried to flee the scene. As he attempted to escape over the fence, his baggy pants cuff got snagged, ended up hanging upside down.
That's what you get.
So there. And he was confused when they got there. Okay.
I bet.
Yeah. All right, so tonight is the end of Bones.
Oh, like the
end?
I didn't even know they were still releasing new episodes.
Yeah. Well, it's been, you know, and it has. It's been, you can get it on TV every day, I think. Hello?
Yes, banks are meant to keep the muffin top from looking like a busted can of biscuits.
You're just jealous because you don't have Spanx.
Okay, there. All right, so anyway, tonight is the end.
Man.
Good description. Yes,
busted
good description.
Can of biscuits.
Yep. All right, 12 seasons it's been on. David Boren, what's his name?
Doing I don't Bonner know. He was on Angel in like Buffy or something.
Okay, all right. He chatted about it saying it's going to be fun. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be sad. After which, Emily Deschanel.
Emily Deschanel
teased that there might be deaths.
Oh man,
so we'll see what happens.
I mean, if you've waited this long to kill people off, don't kill them off on the last episode.
Well, plus the fact they may, they may fall on hard times and need to come back and do a revival of it.
Yeah,
and if they're dead, then they couldn't do that. Good news for Harry Connick Jr. His show has, he has a daily talk show. Did you know that?
I think I did, actually.
Yeah, it's averaging 1.3 million viewers. Yep.
Wow.
And actually, the show had 5 daytime Emmy nominations, and so it's been renewed for another season.
Harry.
Yeah. And as mentioned, HBO has renewed the series True Detective for a third season. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson starred in the first season. It is a great show, that first season. It's a little spooky, but really good acting by McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. Second season, as we said, just wow. Anyway, no word on who the stars will be for the third season, though, but it will be out there. Nice to have a guy like George Lucas, who's got your back, or at least has the wallet. He has forked over another $10 million endowment, another one to the USC School of Cinema Arts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, school announced the donation yesterday, which will be used to support student diversity initiatives. Yeah, sure, whatever. great. Put diversity in there and everybody goes thumbs up.
Right.
The donation officially given from the George Lucas Family Foundation. So there you are. He's done a little bit. Cost of tuition for out-of-state students is $45,000, along with another $12,000 for room and board, and another $2,100 for books and supplies. So that's $60,700 a year to go there. So they're going to put money out to do that.
All right,
it's 825.
Reliable and dependable equipment is essential to landowners. When working the land, knowing you have a 5-year powertrain warranty standing behind you gives you your peace of mind. The 45-horsepower tractor from John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment will clear fields, move bales, grade roads, and stand the test of time with a 5-year powertrain warranty. Now, it's more affordable than ever with payments as low as $159 a month. Stop by the Sioux Falls Prater nearest you or cptractor.com for more information. Some residency restriction may apply and subject to approved credit.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. American Airlines has agreed to pay $200 million for a stake in China Southern Airlines, one of China's 3 major state-owned carriers, in a bid for a bigger share of the country's growing travel market. China Southern will expand commercial cooperation, possibly in sales, airport facilities, and code sharing. Foreign carriers are trying to tie up with Chinese airlines to gain a bigger share of China's travel market, which is growing, while travel in Europe and North America is leveling off. Still reeling from last week's health care mess, Republicans are pivoting to tax cuts and other issues, but remain all over the map about how and when to return to their marquee pledge to scrap Obamacare. House Republicans are gathering today to discuss their agenda, their first meeting since House Speaker Paul Ryan suddenly abandoned plans last Friday for a vote on the GOP legislation. Making a comeback, Samsung's notorious Galaxy Note 7. The models won't be sold in the U.S., but they will be for sale as refurbished or for rent under a different name elsewhere. And that's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000.
Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
Get ready for the latest online scam. It's called Scareware, and cyber criminals are raking in millions. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Virusware and email phishing schemes don't have the impact they once did. So hackers have come up with a new angle. Frighten people into buying needless software to fix their computers, which isn't broken to begin with. The spam begins with a pop-up message claiming that your computer is infected with a virus. But today's your lucky day, because you have a way to fix it. The scam promises that if you'll just pay a fee right now, they will remotely clean your computer. A more sinister version of the same scam is an email, including your name and address. This one says that you've been charged with a crime. Pay the fine now, and the police won't come. Remember, law enforcement never sends email demanding a payment. And if the police really are coming, you can bet they're not going to send you an email beforehand. All the latest tech news 24/7 is at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, waiting for customer service, and paying insane bills but getting less channels and service? Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite TV channels for a fraction of what they're paying the cable company. The solution? CableGone.com. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite. Learn more today at CableGone.com. Cut the cord with CableGone.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the second and third time in a seven-day period, there will be no video or audio record of a Bryan City Council meeting.
The decision was made to move today's workshop from council chambers, where there's equipment to televise live and record for later viewing on the city's website. That's after the council last Wednesday in council chambers decided not to televise or record the public hearing and vote allowing the construction of a contested apartment complex. The explanation was special meetings are not televised live or recorded. Another special meeting will be held tomorrow at noon at City Hall, but in a meeting room upstairs from Council Chambers. Back to today's workshop. It starts this morning at 9 instead of the early afternoon and will be in a city courtroom across the street from City Hall. The workshop agenda includes recommendations on future water, trash, and wastewater rates, a presentation from the fire department about possible long-range projects, staff making recommendations about the enforcement of Bryan Cemetery Ordinance, and getting an annual update from the BTU board about upcoming projects. BTU is a part of tonight's regular meeting, which begins at the normal time of 6. There is a request to spend $605,000 to buy land to build a new substation next to the recently completed roundabout at Nash and Broadmoor. This would replace what's considered to be an undersized substation on William Joe Bryan near Villa Maria. This substation covers an area bounded by Highway 21, Texas, Carter Creek, Briarcrest, and the freeway. The first and second readings of a rezoning request to build 35 fourplex housing units with a total of 280 bedrooms behind Atkinson Toyota are scheduled for tonight and tomorrow. The proposal was unanimously passed by the Planning and Zoning Commission after hearing no public opposition. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Parents of students at Bonham Elementary School in Bryan received a call yesterday afternoon of a lockdown. Bryan ISD officials told WTAW News during the midday recess, students returned inside following a report from someone seeing a person with a gun walking by the campus. No evidence of a weapon was found by Bryan police or a constable who searched the area. What the district calls a perimeter seal was lifted after 2 hours when it was determined no students or employees were in danger. Just days after a disturbing report on sexual assaults at the University of Texas at Austin, state lawmakers pass a bill out of committee to keep cases from being covered up.
State Senator Joan Huffman's bill is designed to strengthen the sexual assault reporting process to the university Title IX coordinators at public, private, and independent colleges.
Studies show us that 1 in 5 female college students experience some kind of assault during their time at college. It is imperative that victims and witnesses have a safe and reliable reporting structure.
The UT Austin report shows 15% of female undergraduate students said they've been raped since enrolling. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-578 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Good morning, it's 836. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Clouds and some sunshine across the area for today. It'll be breezy. Temperatures will be around 85 this afternoon. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy, breezy tonight with the risk of a shower overnight, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms are going to move through tomorrow as low pressure once again passes off to our north. We're breezy tomorrow. Highs will be up around 80. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Turning sunny Thursday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 837. Let's head over to Austin. State Senator Charles Schwartner joins us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Let's start actually with a story we just completed in our news. 15% of undergraduate female students at the University of Texas who were surveyed said they had been either raped or assaulted in some way during their time there. I know there's legislation in the Senate, but give me your thoughts there, please.
Well, it's almost hard to believe. You know, I sat through a hearing regarding this issue in state affairs this week, and certainly the state needs to take action. On the back of what happened at Baylor and obviously at other institutions in Texas, we need to take very strong steps to make sure that women are protected on campus.
What kind of legislation can you do? What makes stiffer penalties? Support staff, what are your thoughts that specifically?
Right. Well, required reporting to the Title IX coordinator on campus is one of the bills that would help raise the awareness, and then that would obviously go to the president of the university. And also, individuals that are serving as officers of student-run organizations, if they hear something or are reported to by another individual, that they also would have to give that information to the Title IX coordinator. Raising their awareness is always very important to speak up and stand up. And I want to commend Texas A&M University because they've been very in the front of this issue and making sure that awareness was present on campus.
Well, certainly it concerns parents. They want their sons and daughters to be safe while they're away at school, and this is, I would think, of paramount importance. Last week, you and I talked about a proposal that you made that there would be a cap on the amount of funding that could come out of the permanent university fund each year. Tell me, it's a week later. What kind of feedback have you been receiving?
Well, I think it's important to, you know, have that conversation, start a conversation of what makes sense from a long-term standpoint of judicial management of the PUF money. This is a permanent fund, a sovereign wealth fund that is the property of the state, but managed by UTEMCO. And what makes sense from a personal standpoint when you withdraw assets from your retirement accounts is maybe 4 or 5% to make sure you don't deplete the corpus or the amount of money that you're going to have and not retire complete or die completely broke. And so, you know, I think judicial management would make one look at looking at that 7% cap, that's a constitutional cap, and maybe lowering it to 6%.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin this morning. Yesterday, the Senate took action in answer to the court saying that the voter ID law in Texas is not as it should be. Your thoughts on that legislation?
Well, you know, we had that bill on the floor yesterday, and I certainly am a strong proponent of photo voter ID for elections. I think it's important safeguard and make sure that the integrity of the ballot box is maintained. You know, there were certainly lawsuits, and we have to revise our photo voter ID law here in Texas, and that's what we were doing yesterday.
Also, I guess in your committee in Senate Bill 1130, that has to do with care for non-Medicaid patients in extended care facilities. Is that correct?
One more time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a Senate Bill 1130 having to do with the care for non-Medicaid patients. I think that those facilities would get more money back than they're getting right now.
Oh, yes, 1130. That's not my bill. That's Senator Hinojosa's bill. So, that's regarding nursing homes.
But it was in your committee. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we had a lot of testimony regarding that. And that's there are some novel ways of trying to draw down some federal funds. And Senate Bill 1130 would allow there to be an imposition of a fee on individuals that reside in nursing homes. That money would then be matched at a higher level by the federal government. And improve the amount of money flowing toward nursing homes. Nursing homes, are challenged because the majority of the individuals that reside in nursing homes are on Medicaid and paid for by the state. And it's always difficult to run a facility that is primarily dependent on Medicaid. There's been opposition. There are some people that call this a bed tax or a granny tax, and I understand their concerns, but there are certain provisions of the bill that would make sure that any nursing home that has to impose this fee on their residents would be made whole. These are the ones that are the most concerned are the ones that are low Medicaid, private pay nursing homes, and there's a small number of those in our state.
What kind of dollar amount are we talking about as far as this fee would be?
A lot. The fee overall would be about $400 million a year for all the individuals, you know, spread across all the individuals that reside in nursing homes. It's a 6% tax or fee, and the amount of money matched by the federal government would be over $800 million. So it would be a significant, you know, shot in the arm to those facilities, all facilities in the state.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin. Calendar says that your E-Verify will be voted on today.
That's right, yes. It was voted on yesterday, had 23 votes. There were a couple of Democrats and so that supported it, so there was some bipartisan support. I think it's important that we look at all the factors that are contributing to illegal immigration. Certainly we have issues at the border and border security and physical barriers that might need to be evaluated and potentially built. But we also need to look at the jobs and the benefits that entice individuals to come to Texas and come to the United States. And we should expect Texas and the state and the contractors that we do business to make sure that those individuals we're hiring are legally eligible to participate in the workforce. I think that's very important that we send that message as a state to our agencies, but also to our contractors. And that, I think, will permeate out through the entire business industry.
What have you heard about the companion bill in the House?
You know, it's going to have to get some support from what, you know, the Chairman Cook in particular, State Affairs. I've been talking to him about it, and I think the body would be very receptive to voting on it. You know, I passed the E-Verify bill last session that mandates that state institutions, state agencies have to utilize E-Verify. This is the logical next step that makes sure that contractors that are doing business with the state of Texas also have to utilize E-Verify. So, I'm ever hopeful that we can come to a way forward with our House colleagues and get this on the governor's desk.
And finally, the budget vote today in the Senate. Tell us about that.
That's right. I think it's going to be a very strong vote. It came out of committee 15-0. There's four Democrats on the Finance Committee, so it was a bipartisan vote there. I think it's a prudent, fiscally responsible budget that we passed out of committee, and I think you're going to see a very strong vote on the floor today.
Well, and of course, not that it hasn't happened before, but there's some bookkeeping involved where you make a payment a day later and it goes into the next year's budget. Not anything new or different, but probably be some things like that in this budget.
The House budget only pays for, I think, 23 months of. So they're actually using a deferral process. The Senate budget actually is doing what the comptroller told us that is appropriate and allowed, which is when you institute the amount of sales tax that is going toward transportation from the constitutional amendment, Prop 7, to figure when you start it is really up to the comptroller, and he thought it would be possible and appropriate to actually start that in September of 2019 versus August of 2019. And by doing so, that actually allows for $2.5 billion adjustment in the current budgeting cycle. So that's not really using a deferral process at all. That's basically just implementing what the comptroller told us we could do.
The speaker called it Enron accounting. What are your thoughts there?
I think that's unfortunate. I think it's pretty unwise to be calling colleagues, especially in your own party, Enron-esque and implying that they're not of integrity and using accounting shenanigans and tricks that are unlawful, which is basically what Enron was doing. That's no way to get moved forward in a bicameral fashion.
Yeah, I think it raised a few eyebrows. So now, let's say Senate passes their budget, House passes theirs, then it has to go to a committee from the representatives from both bodies.
Tell us
a little bit about the formation of that conference.
Right.
Committee.
It's five members from the Senate and five members from the House serve on that committee. I was on that committee. It's called a conference committee last session, and we hammer out the final details. And truth be told, that's where a lot of the hard issues of the budget are hammered out and finally decided. So it's obviously a very important position. I was, as the chair of the health portion of writing the budget, the Article 2 budget, I was honored to be on that committee last time, and we'll see the lieutenant governor appoints me to that position again.
Safe to say, because of that, because you do oversee the largest segment of the budget, you'll probably have a seat at that table.
Well, it's up to the lieutenant governor, and I wouldn't want to speak for his decisions.
Anything else that we need to, of course, the budget's a pretty big deal, but anything else that happens this week that we need to take note of?
Well, the budget is the biggest issue coming on the floor. We're going to pass E-Verify out today. I think that's a very important bill. And, we're working our way through a huge amount of bills in state affairs, in health and human services, and in business and commerce, all committees I sit on and I'm honored to participate in.
State Senator Charles Werner joins us each Tuesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Senator.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right.
Take care.
See you. Bye. All right, turn our attention to local, and Glenn Brewer's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
Hey, Scott, I'm doing fine. It's my favorite day of the year.
Why is that?
So I brought you a little present.
Oh, did you? Okay, here he goes. He's reaching into his plastic bag. Oh!
I love something on a stick day.
Okay, it is.
And that's for you.
That's amazing. Chelsea, you need to come in and get a picture of this. This is outstanding. We have two Twinkies on a stick. Thank you so much for that.
Well, it's just my way to celebrate.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
I like to get started early. But we even got better things than that
in
store.
Oh, man. How could it be?
Well, this Thursday, it is Chamber Day. We've been talking about it a long time.
Yeah.
It's finally here. We did get our 200 volunteers. We actually got 200 a couple of days ago, so we have more than that. We're going to try to hit 1,000 businesses sponsored by Brazos County, just telling them thank you for being in business, ask them a few questions of what they think the economy is going to do, and just get their concerns, find out what they think is going on, what can we do to help them, but mainly tell them thank you for employing people and being here and paying taxes and being a business person in Bryan College Station.
Sure.
Then that day ends at 5:30.
Party.
Our next business after hours. And this is a brand, no one's ever been in this place before because it's Allen Honda's brand new showroom. That's where we're going to have our after hours.
So it'll really have that new car smell.
It'll probably smell like some kind of catering after we're done, because we're going to have food and beverage 5:30 to 7. And even if you don't go to Chamber Day, we want you to come out to Allen Honda for the business after hours. It's absolutely free. Bring some business cards. Come out, talk to your old friends, make some new ones, and be at our business after hours Thursday, March the 30th. Then, if you've eaten a little too much at the business after hours on Thursday, April the 6th, Water Cooler 5K, sponsored by Texas A&M. It's at 4 o'clock. That's to encourage employers to let their people off a little early, let them go out and get in shape, do something fun and healthy. It's $15 at Wolfpen Creek. You can run, walk. I'll be walking. Scott will probably be running.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. And I'll follow him around the course. But that'll be a lot of fun on April the 6th. Ask everybody to save the date. On April 27th, we're going to have our spring job fair sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds. That's coming up on April 27th. And as always, we wanted to thank our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight, Texas A&M Office of the President. We appreciate everything they do for us. And if you want to know anything more about what I've talked about, go to bcschamber.org, or we have a real live person that will answer the phone at 260-5200.
Right. Appreciate you coming in this morning. Thanks, Scott. We visit with the folks in the chamber on Tuesdays.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. For your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office, these exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Head to Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road just past Kroger and the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Gary from the City of College Station. They're here to tell us a little bit about the Starlight Music Series and the Voters' Choice Contest. That's a pretty cool thing you guys got going on right now, right?
Yeah, we're very excited to have our sixth concert series back in 2017. And for the second year in a row, we are doing the Voters' Choice Contest. So that is a chance for local bands, all of our garage heroes, to kind of submit their own videos and see if they can perform live on stage.
That's awesome. Yeah, I used to be actually in a band myself, so this is very interesting to me.
Time to get them back together.
Yeah, I know, right? I got to call the guys up.
Right.
Get back together for this.
Right. So, big thing there is the deadline is April 2nd. All you have to do is submit a video, a YouTube link. So, just post the video on YouTube, copy the link into the user form field. All that info is available at the Starlight website, which is cstx.gov/Starlight. But again, that deadline is April 2nd.
April 2nd for the deadline. Sounds easy enough. All you got to do is just submit a YouTube video. Mm-hmm.
There are some rules attached to it, but again, all those are listed on there. Basically, it's meant to be for local bands, so we don't want bands that are already signed by a promoter. We do want those local bands to have a chance to get, you know, to perform. So can't have a promoter, need to be based in Texas, and then some other rules. But again, all those are listed on that website. So.
Great. Do you guys have any idea of who are some of the other acts who are coming to the Starlight Music Series this year?
Oh, we do. We do. With the other five concerts, we got our first one coming up April 8th. It'll be headlined by Texas Unlimited Band with opener Rosie Flores. And then the rest of the headliners will be Will Hogue solo. We've got Step Rito and the Zydeco Outlaws. We've got Def Legend and Corey Morrow. So that's our headliners. But again, the full lineup is available on that website, cstx.gov/starlight.
That is fantastic. I've been out there a couple of times. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great thing you guys put on for the city.
Free to get in. You can bring your coolers, bring your food. Just ask, no glass, no pets. And then again, all full details are on that website, but that's kind of the gist of it.
Can't beat it. Thanks a lot, Gary, for coming in for the City of College Station, the Starlight Music Series, and the Voters' Choice Contest. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-998-4300. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-998-4300. That's 1-800-998-4300.
He's the boss. He's the man.
You got it.
Yeah, here he is. Yeah.
The boss, the man. Yeah. What more need be said?
Yeah. Area man. Mr. Ben Downs.
All right.
I get to hit that post every now and again.
You like that?
I just, you know, it reminds me of the old days.
Yeah, back in the days when you were a sock hopper.
Do you remember the time when you were my boss and you opened the door into the control room and you said, "This is not an act. You really are this weird,
yeah,
aren't you?"
I did. Yeah. I thought I'd catch him in an off moment, but no.
No.
How long did it take you to figure that out?
Yeah,
I think it was my first month there.
Yeah, probably right. So, great news. Researchers at Oregon State University found that cats like their owners so much, they'd rather interact with them than eat. That's right. Your cat loves you more than food.
Wow. No.
Not mine. Yeah.
See, there it is. There is an undergraduate research project that had to be finished by midnight that night. And they came up with lion crap.
Yeah.
Because they can say that cats are loving and charming all they want to, but the caveat at the end of it is for a bloodthirsty killer.
Yeah.
That lives in the same house with you.
Well, it's true. They've been domesticated far less than dogs.
Don't even ask how it happened. But okay. We opened our front door one day and a little sparrow flew through there, and
really?
Walter, the cat that everybody loves because he is quiet and calm and sits and purrs, leaped a vertical leap of 3 feet in the air and came down with the bird
before it had
gone more than a foot inside the door.
That instinct it
kicked in.
Boom.
It was, look, let's kill something.
and
they're well fed at my house. We don't feed the cats on a schedule. We feed the cats out of a bag. And that's
so the bird was just looking for a better life.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And the cat said no. This is my life.
So what do you do?
This is my house.
So the cat's busy building a wall right now.
I was going to say, do you throw human side?
Thank you. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll be here all week.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you throw human-sized bird costumes over the wall and see what happens? Those people in Britain are so smart.
Britain's one-pound coin has been around ever since it was introduced 33 years ago. But today, a 12-sided coin is being deployed, described by producers here as the most secure coin in the world.
It's made out of two metals. We've got microtext, so that's very fine lettering.
Gordon Summer, chief engraver at the Royal Mint, which produces Britain's coins, saying, among other attributes, there's a secret security feature the public won't be told about.
Oh, no.
And there's a more subtle change to the Queen's head, present as ever on British money, but this time it looks like she's smiling.
This is like turned to her mouth now. She's a little more human than she was in the previous one.
Oh, more human.
Wow.
I don't know if you want your queen to be too friendly.
A small change in her head.
They've got it all figured out over there, don't they?
Yeah. Okay,
the soft prejudice of low expectations. She looks human.
Yeah. It's not like she's off with her head.
A 12-sided coin. I want to see that one roll down the coin machine chutes. I want to see that one roll down. It's like that physics experiment they're going to be doing at the at A&M this weekend.
Mm-hmm. So did you see the neural interface Neuralink story from Elon Musk? You hear that this morning we were talking about? We're going to put this little hairnet on, and it's going to make us think stuff.
He has received more government funding than the people of Detroit and Chicago put together.
We're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Brian.